This is News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. You're listening to Talk of the Town. Steve Kelly and Brett Bakita from West Michigan's Morning News, here with Kevin Walsh, who is the president of Schaffsma Heating and Cooling. Kevin, great to see you again.
Thank you for having me here.
Delivering red carpet service for 115 years?
Yep. Not personally myself, but the company has been doing that.
I run into your company when I take the shortcut to get to Alpine from my house and give you a little nod every day. There are a lot of things going on right now in the world of heating and cooling, and there's some scary news out there about coronavirus. And what's interesting is that your two worlds can actually combine. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that are available at Schaffsma that might help us be healthier in the home.
Yeah, there are a variety of products. Now, I'll preface this by saying nothing has been tested on coronavirus because it's too soon. There's nothing been out there testing. But these products have all been tested against flu virus, SARS, MERS, all types of viruses that are airborne. Then they work and kill against those. So we kind of make a little leap of logic there that it'll have some effect on the coronavirus.
So there are things like in air purifiers that we can add to the system?
Yes.
Or are part of the system?
You add that to the system. It goes into the ductwork or inside the furnace. And there's a couple of different styles. There's but they both create, one creates hydroxides that go out into the airstream and combine with the virus and then work to break the virus down and take it out of the air. There's another one that does it creating ions, positive and negative ions, that then attach to the virus, again, breaking it down and taking it out of the air. Both have been tested by universities and have found it be extremely effective at killing viruses that are airborne.
Had no idea.
I had no idea either. Filtration systems and duct cleaning always seem to be popular this time of year because it's just spring cleaning, right? So everyone wants to do that. But how do you know? Because I've found, and in my case with my home, and I bought from relatives, how long it's been and how long it should be between cleaning ducts, if they've ever been cleaned.
Well, that's a good question. For duct cleaning, what we recommend is if it's never been cleaned, you should have it done.
Yep.
Understand that duct cleaning will not remove viruses from the home. It'll clean the dust out of the ductwork and everything like that. Then if you have a good filter system in your duct system, in your furnace, that really should eliminate needing to have it cleaned thereafter, because that filter should be catching the dust that's going to be going into the system. So at least once, if you don't have a very good system, you might do it again every 5 to 7 years.
I got to ask this question. It's my favorite one is, what you and your crews have pulled out of ducts before.
I mean, oh, no.
It's pretty scary, I know.
I Steve would not like to see the pile of stuff that we pull out of there.
Going for the Perel right now.
Yeah. We pull out a lot of hair. Occasionally we pull out some animals that have gotten in the ductwork and died there. And it's just
tennis balls, anything that falls through.
Yeah, anything that falls through. Sometimes you have kids that think that that's a neat thing to throw down the ductwork, and so we pull that out.
Kevin, we've talked about new construction too, because a lot of times the heating and cooling ducts go in, and then they put the drywall up, and there's a ton of dust and all that stuff in the system from even building houses. So
yes,
if you've never had it done, even if it's a new house, have it checked out.
Especially if it's a new house, because what we have experienced with some trades is that when they're sweeping the floor up from all their debris,
oh no,
that opening in the floor becomes a handy place to sweep it into.
No kidding.
So yeah, we've pulled chunks of drywall and stuff like that out of the ductwork.
Never thought about that. We are talking to Kevin Walsh, who is the president of Schaffsma Heating and Cooling, Schaffsma.com, to find out more information. We've talked about size of heating and cooling units per house and how they optimize. But humidity is something that we need to touch on too, because humidity can help kill germs and can help optimize your system as well. Talk to us about the role of that in heating and cooling.
So if you look at humidity, ideally, if you're between 40 and 60%, that's the sweet spot for keeping viruses at bay. So if you can get the humidity in your home in the wintertime up to 40%, there's studies that show that the rate of infection and spreading it drops down to as low as 20%. Now, if it's if your humidity is low because you don't have a humidifier and your humidity is, say, 20% in the house, that rate now climbs up to like 75%. And it all has to do with the water vapor that's in the air that prohibits how far the virus can spread as you cough and sneeze.
Talk about the technology you guys have in that area and what you can do with homes, especially like Steve said, with new homes being built every day around here at a rapid pace. Because I go back to old school when I was growing up, our humidifier was one of those old, I call it like the wagon wheel, if you will. Uh-huh. It went around and you poured the water in and it made all the noise and everything. And obviously, great technology and great advances made in that area.
Yeah, there's a variety of humidifiers you can have in your home, size-wise. There's small ones, large bypass, fan-powered ones. You can even go with steam humidifiers. And, of course, the better you go, the fan-powered, the steam, they do an excellent job of providing humidity into the home all winter long.
My parents still drag the wagon wheel out
exactly.
of this closet in the summer.
I used to have one of those.
What is that thing?
And it's heavy, the water.
It is.
My mom has got to fill it up and spill it all over the floor. You can find out more on the website, shaftsma.com. Talk to us if somebody is ready to upgrade. What are some of the notwithstanding the bill that you're seeing that might be a little too high, how do I know when it's time to upgrade my system?
Well, if it's about 15 years old, that's about the average life of a furnace these days. That would be one sign. If you start hearing some unusual noises coming from the furnace, some rumblings, grumblings, grinding, you know, that's a sign that there's a motor in there that's probably going bad. There's other things that you really can't see, and specifically that goes to carbon monoxide, which is why everybody should have carbon monoxide detectors in their home.
You're here.
But more important, get the furnace inspected. We have ways, you know, and most contractors have ways of inspecting the heat exchanger to determine if you have issues with that, and get it taken care of while it's still under warranty is a good idea. But those are all good things to listen to if you're hearing noises.
An A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, delivering red carpet service for 115 years, Shaftsma Heating and Cooling right here in our community. Kevin Walsh is the president. You'll find out more at shaftsma.com. Kevin, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me here.
This is Talk of the Town on News Radio with 1300 and 106.9 FM.